قال أنتم شر مكانا. And he said in his nafs that you people, referring to the brothers, you are in a worse off position today than before. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَصِفُونَ. And Allah knows very well of that which you say and what you describe. قَالُوا. So that was about the incident. So the brother, in the court of the Aziz, and in front of all the people of Misr, the brother Binyamin or Benjamin is now shown as the one who has committed theft. So he must remain in Misr. And that was the plan between Benjamin and Yusuf alayhi salam. So that something may happen that Benjamin will remain a little longer in Egypt, because like that, it is not the law that a stranger will remain in a foreign tongue at that time. So something must be done. قالوا. They started to plead to Yusuf. For in their eyes now, it is that we have given an oath to our father, and we have promised our father that we will bring back his son to him. Benjamin is shown as the thief, which means he cannot come back with us to his father. When the father reminded them of the incident with Yusuf, they reaffirmed their pledge to him and said to him, we will protect this one this time. So they said, قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ. O mighty one, O exalted one, referring to Yusuf, governor. إِنَّ لَهُ أَبًا شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا. He, our brother, he has a very old father, and his father will not be able to bear this separation. فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانَهُ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So take one of us in his place. Take one of us in his place, because if you take one of us in his place, the father will not feel that separation so much. Because we see you as a doer of kindness and goodness. You are Muhsin. You extend kindness to others. So please extend this kindness to us, that rather than Benjamin, take one of us in his place. What did Yusuf say? قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ أَن نَأْخُذَ إِلَّا مَنْ وَجَدْنَا مَتَاعَنَا عِنْدَهُ. I seek refuge in Allah. How can we take someone except that one in whose possession we found our goods? That is the only one we can take. We cannot take anyone besides that. If we do it, إِنَّا إِذَا لَظَالِمُونَ. If we were to do it, then we'll become transgressors. Because we will be penalizing a person, such a person who did not commit a crime. So if we are to keep any one of you, you did not commit the crime, but you are facing a punishment. We cannot be just people like that. So we have to take the one who committed the crime, and that is Benjamin. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيَسُوا مِنْهُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيًّا. When they became hopeless and they despaired of Yusuf, they realized that all the pleading was in vain, and they could not get through with Yusuf. And Yusuf was not ready to take any one of them in his place. خَلَصُوا نَجِيًّا. They secluded themselves in a private consultation. All of them come together. They started to speak to themselves, to each other. What did they say? قَالَ كَبِيرُهُمْ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ. The elder of them, Yahuda, he said, don't you know that your father had taken an oath from you in the name of Allah that you will bring back this boy, Benjamin? وَمِن قَبْلُ مَا فَرَّدْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفْ. And even before, you have failed with respect to Yusuf. So in the first case, you have failed. You gave him your word, you failed. And now you have given him your word again, and you are failing again. He says, don't you know that? Looking at that, the brother was really, really grieved at that time. Yahuda, the eldest brother. Because he is the one who was concerned, even with Yusuf. He was the one who interceded for Yusuf, that they may not kill him. He said, if you have to do anything, throw him in a well. But don't kill him. Here again, what happened, how Benjamin happened to become the thief, they could not understand. But the reality is this, that they have seen Benjamin as the thief. So what he said, فَلَنَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضَ. I will not move from this piece of earth. I will not move from the land of Egypt. حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِي أَبِي. Until my father gives me permission to move. أو يحكم الله لي, or Allah makes a decision for me. That Allah makes a decision in my favor, and He releases Benjamin, or my father gives me permission from Canaan to tell me to come back. But I will not leave this land of Egypt until something is done. He cannot go back to his father in that state. What type of face will he show to the father, knowing they have already failed with Yusuf, and now they are failing with Benjamin? وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And Allah is the best of all judges. He said to his other brothers now, he says to his other brothers, اِرْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ أَبِيكُمْ. Now you go back to your father. Go back to your father. فَقُولُوا, and say to him, يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّ بَنَكَ سَرَقْ. Say, oh our father, your son has committed theft. Go and tell your father. وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا. And we cannot bear witness except that we know what we know. So we, when it was shown that it was found in his saddlebag, all we could have borne witness about is that yes, we saw them taken out from his saddlebag. We couldn't say anything against that. وَمَا شَهِدْنَا. We cannot give witness that by Allah he is not a thief when it is found in his bag. How can we do that? وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِينَ. And we are not witnesses of the unseen. In other words, they are referring to the fact that back in the land of Canaan, when we had given you the word, and we had given an oath to you that we will protect Benjamin and bring him back, we give an oath in the name of Allah, but we didn't know what will happen. We can't see the unseen. We don't know the future. So therefore, this has happened, we cannot be blamed for it. This has happened, we cannot be blamed for it. So وَمَا كُنَّ لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِينَ. We are not witnesses of the unseen. وَصَلِ الْقَرْيَةَ الَّتِي كُنَّ فِيهَا. Now, they know that the father, he will be reluctant to accept. He will be reluctant to accept what they are saying because of what had transpired in the case of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Over there at that time, the father did not believe them, and he entrusted the fear to Allah, saying, "For sabrun jabil," that patience, it is what I will do now, because it is the most beloved and beautiful thing. So, as a proof of what they are saying now, they placed two things in front of the father. They said to him, "Wasalil qaryata allati kunna fiha." If you think we are lying, then ask the city in which we will. So if you think we are lying, ask the people of Egypt, what is the truth of the matter? Ask them about it. وَلَعِيرَ الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا. And ask the caravan in which we came, the people we came back from Misr, Egypt to Canaan. Oh father, if you think we are lying, you can ask the people of the caravan that it is not a plot we have made, but it is the truth. Benjamin is found to be, he has committed theft. وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. And we are truthful. We are truthful in this matter. But the father again, because of his experience with them, the father, knowing that it was a plot they made against Yusuf, somewhere in the father's heart, he knows very well Yusuf is alive somewhere. Because he did not believe them. Because there are many times they went to the jungle and no fox ate them. How is it that when Yusuf went with you, now a fox ate him? And then the blood on the kurta that they brought was not a fox blood, it was goat's blood. So they know very well that it was a lie. So he said the same thing to them. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمَرًا. He said to them, "Nay, it is your own souls have enticed you to an affair. Your souls have caused you to do something again bad, and you are telling me this is the case. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ." He says, "Patience is the most beloved and beautiful thing to me. I will have patience. عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَنِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا. I have hopes in Allah that He will bring all of them to me. That Yusuf is gone now, and Benjamin is gone. Look at the degree of the iman of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. A prophet immediately recognizes, and so to a true believer recognizes, that whenever trials come one after the other, know that there is some good outcome at the end of it. Know that Allah is testing the individual for something. Know that this trial and this test is from Allah. So it will last for a little while, but the outcome is good. So Yaqub understood it, that Allah took away Yusuf from me. And then I started to pay my attention towards Benjamin. Benjamin became close to me. And now Benjamin is taken. There is good in this. So he says, I hope Allah will bring all of them back to me. All of them who? Yusuf, inshallah, I hope Allah will bring him back. The other one, Benjamin, I hope Allah will bring him back. And also Yahuda, because the eldest brother remained in Egypt. And he says, I will never leave Egypt until Benjamin is going back. So Allah will bring the three of them back to me. Innahu al-alimul hakim. For he, Allah, is al-alim. He's all known. And he's hakim, he's the wise. So he is full of wisdom. He knows why these things are coming over me. Watawalla anuhum. And after saying that to the sons, he turned away from them. وَقَالَ And when the issue of Benjamin came alive in front of him, he started to remember what happened to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now it is said that Benjamin cannot come to you. So because of that incident, what occurred to Yusuf comes back to him. And it is like he has to relive that which occurred with Yusuf and himself. So at that point in time, because the thoughts of Yusuf, it is coming strong in him, he said, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. Oh, my sorrow over Yusuf. Oh, my sorrow over Yusuf. وَبِيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ And his eyes became white out of grief for Yusuf. Means he became blind out of weeping for Yusuf. فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ And he was a suppressor of his feelings. In other words, he wept so much, and weeping a lot brings humility. And because of the humility, he did not disclose and express his feelings, nor did he treat his sons with harshness, but he humbled himself, he suppressed his anger. فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ He was of those who suppressed their anger of what the children, the other sons, have done to Yusuf. قَالُوا When the son saw him weeping again, he continued to weep for a long period. قَالُوا They said, تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفَ حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَضًا أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْهَالِكِينَ They said, Oh, our father, by Allah, you will continue to remember Yusuf until you become very, very ill and sick, or you will become from among those who are destroyed. In other words, you will die weeping for Yusuf, when they saw the extent of his weeping, because he loved Yusuf very much. قَالَ When they said that, so what they said to him, in other words, oh father, why are you weeping so much? Why are you worried about Yusuf so much? You are worried so much, you will become very sick. And then, you may die out of that sorrow and grief that has come over you. He gave them a beautiful answer. قَالَ He said, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ He said to them, Why are you worried about me? He says, I am not complaining to you. I make my complaints of my grief and my sorrow only to Allah. I am not telling you about my problems. So why are you telling me this? Why are you telling me to stop worrying and stop grieving over you? So if I am not complaining to you, I am complaining to Allah. I am laying my sadness and sorrow in the hands of Allah. So you don't worry about me, what I do. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ And I know of Allah what you do not know. So I know Allah will fill my grief with peace and contentment and tranquility. So I am turning towards Allah. I'm not going to beg you and cry to you and say go and look, etc., etc. I am complaining. I am putting my grief and sorrow in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he said that, as a Nabi of Allah, there are certain things that come over the Anbiya's from time to time. This was a great trial for Yaqub. it was a great trial for Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. Yaqub was already a Nabi and Yusuf was already a Nabi. So Allah directly communicates with them through wahi, revelation and ilham. Ilham means an inspiration in the heart, a feeling that comes at certain times, and it doesn't come all the time. The feeling and that inspiration comes from Allah to a Nabi at the time appointed by Allah. So what does the father say? He said, Ya Baniya, O my sons, idhabu, go out. Go out. Fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhi. Inquire and search for Yusuf and his brother. Search for Yusuf and his brother. Wala tayasu min rauhillah. And do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Because the hidden plan is about to be revealed and manifest in front of everyone. And what was that? That Yusuf is still alive. Up to now, the father does not know about it. When Yusuf alayhi salam, according to the brothers, when he was killed somewhere in Canaan, which is close to Philistine where the father lived, at that time he did not send the brothers to look for Yusuf. Approximately after 80 years, that was the time, that was the separation between Yusuf and his father. For 80 years, he was away from his father. 80 years. After 80 years, the father is now telling the sons, go and look for Yusuf. Allahu Akbar. That is from Allah. Now, in the life of anyone, a person will think, maybe he had passed away by now. So long, I do not know. But the father is saying, go and look for Yusuf and look for his brother. And continue to look. Do not ever give up on the mercy of Allah. Allah will always be merciful to you. Why? إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. For certainly, no one despairs of Allah's mercy except a nation who does not believe in Allah. That's the only people who are hopeless of the mercy of Allah. As for believers, they will never give up on the mercy of Allah. Trials will come one after the other, but their iman is and will be, inshallah, Allah will have mercy. Inshallah, Allah will remove this obstacle. Inshallah, Allah will bring some good times. Not every day is a bad time. Who are those people who will give up and say, I cannot take it anymore. I am frustrated. I am fed up. Let me forget about this. Allah says, the only people who utter such statements, they are the kafirun, those people who are unbelievers, because they do not even believe in Allah. Much more to speak about believing in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the father sent all his sons now, all the sons, to look, the remaining ones, to look for Yusuf and his brother. The sons left the father, and they were heading towards Egypt. After approximately a few days, 8 days journey, they entered. But they cannot tell the Aziz, because in their eyes, this man who has held back their brother is the Aziz and the exalted one of the governor of Egypt. They do not know him as any other name. But only the Aziz knows that they are his brothers. So they cannot come to the Aziz and tell the governor that we are here to look for a lost brother by the name of Yusuf. How do they know he is in Egypt? They cannot. Nor can they say we have come to collect our brother Benjamin, because Benjamin has to go in the custody of the person he stole from. So they had to make an excuse to show the Aziz why they are there. So they said, the Quran says, فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ, when they entered and they came, when they came to Egypt and they came to Yusuf, قَالُوا, they said, يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ, O Aziz, O Exalted One, مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الضُّرُّ, distress has touched us and our family members. Great distress. Great distress has touched us. They are pleading for food stuff. They are pleading for grains. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزُجَاتٍ, and we have come with some merchandise that are scanty. In other words, We have bought something to buy our goods, but it's scanty dirhams. It is stated in some riwayat that they came with about 10 dirhams that were not usable. Dirham, silver coins. Silver coins. And that are not usable also. The days for those things had passed, and it's the new era, and the new coin has started to be used. They came with those old things. But what they are telling us is, فَأَوْفِلَنَا الْكَيْلَ. But give us measure in full. Give us measure in full. So we have something which we cannot purchase anything with. It is not valuable. It has no value. But O Aziz, give us in full as if we had good money to pay for it. Load up our camels. 9 and 10 camels, although we do not have anything. So therefore, what you will be giving us is charity. So this is why he says to him, وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا, and give us charity. We are here for charity. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ. Because Allah gives reward in full to those people who are charitable. So you become charitable to us, Allah will bless you. Haven't nothing to purchase the food stuff. قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ. Yusuf alayhi salam looked at them and says, do you know what you have done with Yusuf and his brother? What happened at this time? When they came, it is mentioned in Tafsir al-Qurtubi and in Tafsir al-Madhari, two famous Tafsir of the Holy Quran, that Yusuf alayhi salam did not openly tell them now, as soon as they asked for charity, do you know what you did with Yusuf? No. They brought a letter from the father. The father wrote a letter. Not to Yusuf. He wrote a letter to the Aziz of Misr, to the governor of Egypt. And it was sent via the brothers. They were asking for a kail, for full measure, and they give the letter to you, to the Aziz of Misr. What did the father write? The father wrote, from Yaqub, the son of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim, the friend of Allah. This is how we start the letter. To the exalted one of Egypt. He starts. Our entire family has been found in trials and tribulations. My grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam was placed in the fire of Namrud. Many trials came over my father Ishaq. And also me. I had a son who was the most beloved to me. I lost him. I wept so much for him that I became blind. And now I have lost another one. The one who replaced my first son, Benjamin. Oh, my exalted one. You have kept back my young son from me. And you have laid the accusation of theft upon him. I am telling you that we are the children of Ambiyaz. Stealing has never been in our family, and it will never be found in our family. Please excuse my son. When Yusuf alayhi salam read that letter, he started to tremble. His father, the words of his father, 80 years away from your father. Father is a Nabi of Allah. You are a Nabi. Can you imagine the depth of love between both of them? He started to tremble. He started to weep. He started to cry. And he could not keep it back. All that he tried to hide it for a long while, he could not keep it back. In front of his brothers he weeping. But they did not know what was happening. So he turned to them. And he wanted to disclose his identity. But how did he disclose his identity? قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفْ. He said, oh people, do you know what you did with Yusuf? Can you remember what you did with a person by the name of Yusuf? وَأَخِيهِ. And can you remember what you did with his brother also? إِذَا أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. When you were totally jahil and ignorant of what you were doing at that time by putting him in the well, by trying to kill him. So when they heard the Aziz speaking like that, they are saying, but the Aziz, how does he know about Yusuf? Yusuf we disposed of so many years ago in Canaan, we are in Egypt now. How this man knows about Yusuf? What is his connection with Yusuf that he's asking us about? Do we know what we have done with Yusuf? So they are thinking about it and thinking about it. And they're trying to put things together, reading the letter, and Yusuf was weeping. So they exclaim, قالوا أإنك على أنت يوسف They said, Are you Yusuf? Are you Yusuf? قال أنا يوسف وهذا أخي He said, Yes, I am Yusuf. Allahu Akbar. The lost brother. I am Yusuf. And this is my brother. Why did he say this is my brother? To show them that it's not a false thing I am making up. This is my blood brother Benjamin. Then he says to them that you people envied us and you tried in many different ways to harm us, but قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا It is Allah who has been gracious to us, not you. It is Allah who has been gracious to us. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَسْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ For certainly, anyone who fears Allah, and he has patience, then Allah will never allow the ajr and the rewards of the doers of good actions to go in vain and futile. Allah will never ever allow that. Important message here. Yusuf alayhi salam went through so many trials of separation from his brothers, etc., from his father. And at the end of it, when he meets the brothers, he says to them that Allah has been gracious to us. But there is a reason why Allah becomes gracious to people. What is that reason? Two qualities a person must adopt. And whosoever adopts the two qualities, Allah will render His grace to that person. He says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي That one who fears Allah. And Yusuf alayhi salam was put in the trial in the room of Zulaikha. And what he did at that time? مَعَذَ اللَّهِ I fear Allah. One, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is going through all the trials. He is bearing it in prison, out of prison, all these things. But he is having patience. Wa yasbir. He says, whosoever fears Allah and is patient, Allah will surely bless him. Because those actions are great actions. And Allah will not waste away the effort of the doers of good. Qalu, they realize now, they are thinking of what they did to Yusuf alayhi salam. They are thinking about how they tried to kill him. They are thinking about how envious they were. They are thinking about how they were jealous of the love of the father towards him. And how envious they were towards his brother also. So they said, they had to admit, قالوا, they said, تَاللَّهِ We swear by Allah, لَقَدْ أَثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا Certainly, Allah has preferred you above us. They had to admit it. Allah has preferred you above us. وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ And we are guilty of sins. We are guilty. They admit it in front of Yusuf. So they were in the custody of Yusuf. Yusuf is the Aziz. With one word, Yusuf could take all of them to prison because he is the Aziz of Misr. Yusuf can kill them. Yusuf can take whatever revenge he wishes now because he's in power. He has authority. But what Yusuf alayhi salam did? Akhlaq in Nabuwat. The beautiful akhlaq and the conduct of a prophet is that you don't avenge for your own self. Qala, he said, La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Today there is no reproach against you. I will not hold you in contempt. I will not punish you for what you have done to me. I forgive you. And about Allah, يَغَفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Allah inshallah will also forgive you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Because Allah is most merciful of those who show mercy. So if you repent and you make tawbah, Allah will surely forgive you also. As for me, I have forgiven you. اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيسِ هَذَا Now, about my father. I want my father here. But he is blind. Take this kurta and qamis and this long shirt of mine. فَأَلْقُوهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ أَبِي يَأْتِ بَصِيرًا And place it over the face of my father. His sight will be restored. Many things occurred with the qamis and the kurta of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Many things occurred. Three cases, it was a means of goodness. What was this qamis about? According to some of the English translations and commentaries, it is mentioned that the qamis that was sent, the qamis that was sent to Yaqub was the qamis of the exalted governor of Egypt. Expensive qamis, garment. That they are saying that Yusuf sent it with his brothers and said, pass it over the face of my father and his sight will be restored. However, according to the tafsir, by the great commentators of the Holy Quran, like Dhahhak, a very great authority, Mufassir of the Quran, during the very early period among the Tabi'een, not the people of today or 50 years ago, children from the Sahabas, and Mujahid, very great authority on the tafsir of the Holy Quran, from among the students of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, and the greatest Mufassir among the Ummah. And all the other Imams of Tafsir have mentioned that this kurta and qamis that is mentioned here, which will restore the sight to Yaqub, was a special qamis and a long shirt, which is called a kurta, which was made from the clothing of Jannat. What is the history behind that? It is stated that when Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was about to be thrown in the fire of Namrud, he was stripped naked. He was stripped naked by the king. And as he was about to be thrown, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam with a qamis from Jannat, which he was ordered to put on. And when he put it on, the fire could not touch his body. So Allah sent a garment for him from Jannat to cover his body, according to the authentic Mufassirin and commentators of the Holy Quran. And Ibrahim alayhi salam kept it on. This is why the fire did not harm his body. A qamis from Jannat. Because the qamis of Jannat, the things of this world can have no effect on it. Ibrahim alayhi salam continued to keep it. And when and when he was about to leave the world, he gave it to his son Ishaq. Ishaq alayhi salam kept it with him. And when he was about to leave the world, he gave it to his son Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam kept it. He continued to keep it. Yaqub alayhi salam had put it in a box, which is called the tabut. A box that had the relics of the prophets of the past. And it is stated that when these people wanted to kill Yusuf, Yusuf was at the age of 7 years. According to the Quran, they took his kurta, they messed it up with the blood, they carried it to the father. So also here they stripped him naked. When they stripped him naked, they threw him in the well. To cover his body, Jibreel alayhi salam came back with the same qamis of Jannat. The same qamis of Jannat. To cover his body, to clothe his body, that although there were scorpions, etc., and snakes in the well, they could not harm him. He was protected. He was feeling very cold, but he was protected with that qamis. And Yusuf alayhi salam continued to keep that qamis. But as he grew older, the qamis, it did not grow older with him. But Jibreel alayhi salam, it was a miraculous thing which took place, that when it was not for him to wear again, okay, that he was growing older and he entered into Egypt, it was made to become very small and keep in a locket and kept around the neck of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. The tafsir says. But opening, it can come out and become. That's from Jannat. When we speak about the Qudrat of Allah, there is nothing impossible about it. Allah created trees in Jannat that a horse rider will take 500 years to pass and he will still not complete the shade of the tree. We can't even think about that. If you want to take a tour of the whole world, the present world, you might even take 2 months or 3 months. You can cover that distance in a, you know, 1 or 2 months as the case may be. If you were to travel continuously for 500 years, you will reach so far distance you can't imagine. And the horse rider, one tree, and there will be so many trees in Jannat, right? And a horse rider will be riding for five, a fast horse, a horse with wings on it, moving even faster, 500 years, and it's still under the shade of the tree. Have we ever heard about you going to a tree, an apple tree, to pick a fruit, and the branch will come down to your mouth and give you to eat and go back up? No, we have never heard about that. If a person said, I got that on the face of the earth in somewhere, some land, everyone will deny. But you can't deny it in Jannat. So things in Jannat, we cannot deny. Everything is based on the magnificent Qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. So therefore, things coming from Jannat, it is not questionable. We cannot question it. Whatever Allah wishes, He can do. And that is what they have stated. So this is what Yusuf alayhi salam kept with him. And at the right time, he was inspired by Allah that this will restore, through this Allah will restore the sight to his father Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And so, this is why. It wasn't his kurta, because what is so miraculous about the jubbah or the qamis he was wearing as the Aziz and the, you know, the governor of Egypt, because they will have their own clothing. You know, clothing of the hierarchy people, etc. Because he was a very great leader in Egypt. So he said, اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيسِ هَذَا. Take this qamis of mine. فَعَلْقُوهُ عَلَى وَجْهِيَدِي. And put it on the face of my father. يَأْتِ بَصِيرًا. His sight will be restored. وَأَتُونِي بِأَهْلِكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And bring your entire family for me. All of them, bring them. Bring all of them, he told his brothers. What happened? وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرُ قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفَ لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ. It is stated, when the caravan left the shores of Egypt, Yaqub alayhi salam started to feel different. According to the riwayat of Ibn Abbas, from Egypt to Canaan, it was traveling for 8 days continuously. We can well imagine how far it was. The Quran says, as soon as the caravan left Egypt, قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ, the father in Canaan, with his sons there now, the others who are at home and his family members said, إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفَ. I sense the scent of Yusuf. I smell the scent of Yusuf coming towards me, Allahu Akbar. Caravan is now left. It's Nabi, Allahu Akbar. Lawla antufannidun, if you do not think that I am mad and insane. In other words, to say you are old. You are such an old man, over 100 years already. You are such an old man, your old age, you are senile. You are thinking about Yusuf so much that every minute you are smelling about Yusuf. He says, if you think I am not mad, I am certainly smelling the scent of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So what did they say? قالوا, they said, تَوَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي وَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. They said, by Allah, you are in the old misguidance. You are always thinking like that. From long time ago, you are always saying that Yusuf will come, Yusuf will come, but he has not yet come. So you are in your وَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. You know, your old wandering mind. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ. Eventually, after 8 days of journey, the bearer of glad tidings arrived. The bearer of glad tidings, who was Yahuda, the eldest brother. When he came, أَلْقَاهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ. He placed the kurta and the qamis over the face of the father. فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. Forthwith, immediately his sight was restored. Immediately. قال, then he said to the people around him, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ. Did not I say to you, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That I know of Allah what you do not know. I know that Allah is putting me through a trial and one day good will come. But you people think I am insane and I am mad. I know that one day Yusuf will be sent back to me. Allah will not test me for the rest of my life. There is a purpose of trial. There is a purpose of a test. And when a person passes the test, ease comes now. Because what Allah wanted to see, Allah has seen it. The sabr of Yaqub, the istiqamah of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. So the brothers around him now, all the brothers beside Yusuf. Yusuf sent them back to bring the entire family. He remained there, waiting to welcome them. They realize their old plot has now come in the open. Now everything is open. What they tried to do with Yusuf, all these things are in the open. So they said, قالوا, they said, يا أبانا استغفر لنا ذنوبنا. O our Father, please seek forgiveness. Out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but respect to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, understanding that now he has been granted more honor than us in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what, this is why the brothers were envious of him, because they saw certain things happening and they saw the father treating him in a certain manner, and they did not like that. So the prostration, for example, when the angels were asked to prostrate before Adam, Allah was there. Allah is here. Allah was and will always be there. But it is not that they turned away from Allah to bow in sajda to Adam. No. Their ibadat and their worship is only for Allah. But Allah commanded them to show respect to Adam. And this is the form of respect. This is the form of respect. وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. And he placed his parents on the arsh, on his chair, on his throne. وَخَرُوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. And all of them fell in prostration to him. When that happened, وَقَالَ, he said, يَا أَبَتِ هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. O my father, this is in the interpretation of the dream which I have seen when I was young. Oh my father, this is the interpretation. Look today, what was the dream? Oh my father, I saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon, they were bowing before me. The sun and the moon, the father and the mother, the 11 stars, his 11 brothers. It happened today. He said, oh my father, this is the interpretation of the dream I had so many years ago. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقًّا. Allah has made it to be truthful. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي. And Allah has been very kind to me. إِذَا أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. When he took me out of the prison. وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِّنَ الْبَدْوِ. And Allah has been kind to me that he has brought you also from the desert. مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَعَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. After he has sown enmity between me and my brothers, Allah has really been kind to me. Today, look, we are united again as one family. إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَن يَشَاءُ لِمَا يَشَاءُ. Allah, my Rabb, certainly my Rabb is understanding to all whatever he does and he wishes to do. Whatever situation comes upon us, Allah is fully knowledgeable of it. Allah knows why it happens. Allah knows why the separation took place. Allah knows why I went to prison. Allah knows why my father had to miss me for such a long period. Allah knows all. He is Latif. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is fully knowledgeable. He is Hakim, he is the wise. رَبِّكَ نَعْتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِن تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. O my Rabb, O my Allah, you have indeed given me a power and authority, and you have taught me the interpretation of dreams. Yusuf alayhi salam said, he made a dua to Allah. But at what time did he make this dua? Everything was open. Everyone became settled in Egypt. And after living for 24 years in Egypt with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Yaqub passed away. He passed away at the age of 147 years. And it is stated in the tafsir of Qurtubi that before he passed away, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam made a will and a wasiyah to his son Yusuf that when I die, carry me back to the land of Philistine where my father has been buried, Ishaq, and bury me close to his side. And so when Yaqub passed away at the age of 147 years, they took his body and they carried it to Philistine, and close to the site of his father, Ishaq, he was buried. Yusuf alayhi salam, after the burial, because he is a Nabi of Allah, but by the burying of his father, person starts to reflect more to the life hereafter. That is what happens to us. When we bury someone, we begin to reflect more about the life in the grave, in the hereafter. We also have to go. At that juncture, at that time, Yusuf alayhi salam prayed to Allah, and he said, Rabbi qad ataitani min al-mulk. Oh my Lord, you have certainly given me great power in the land. You have made me the Aziz of Egypt. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِن تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And you have taught me the interpretation of dreams, O Allah. فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. O the creator of the heavens and the earth, Anta waliyyi fid dunya wal akhirah. You, O Allah, you are my protector in this world and the hereafter, O Allah. Tawaffani, O Allah, you have given me so much things in this world. Izzat, honor, respect, position, power, authority, nubuwwat, all these things, O Allah. But I am asking you for one thing, the thing which each and every one of us must ask for. And Yusuf, although he was a prophet, he still begged Allah for it. Tawaffani muslima, O Allah, when my time comes to go, take me as a believer. Allahu Akbar. His father went as a believer, as a Nabi. But O Allah, I do not know when my time reaches, what will happen to me. O Allah, tawaffani muslima, take me as a Muslim, as a believer, one who surrenders his will to you. Take me in the time of death, at the time of death, in that manner. And about the hereafter, O Allah, what I am asking you for? وَالْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. And O Allah, join me with the righteous people in the hereafter. O Allah, this is my dua. This is my dua. And so Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he made the dua to Allah. Yusuf alayhi salam continued to live for a few years. Not much after his father passed away, he eventually died at the age of 120 years. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. When he passed away, the people at his time buried him close to the river Nile, running through Egypt. However, that was not the place he was supposed to be buried, because people sometimes do not have proper knowledge of what they're supposed to do with the deceased person, how they should bury, where they should bury. So they put him in a box and they buried him close to the river Nile. However, this was not good for him. During the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Musa was passing close by, Allah commanded Musa and said, there is the box containing the body of Yusuf alayhi salam, because the earth does not eat the body of the Anbiya's. The earth, it is haram for the earth to eat the bodies of the Anbiya. Just as they die, that is the same way they remain, and they will be raised like that on the day of judgment. It is totally haram for the earth to eat their body. It cannot. So the body remains intact the same way as they had passed away. That's the aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jamaat. Our aqidah, Sunni Muslims. Musa alayhi salam eventually searched for the body, got the body, and then carried the body to Philistine close to Al-Aqsa, where his father and grandfather were buried, and he buried him close by. The children of Yaqub, who were the Israelites, multiplied in large number, and they lived in Egypt following the teachings of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, their prophet and their forefather. The tribes were 12, for there were 12 brothers. So 12 tribes of Israel, they are the children of Yaqub. But very soon the people from the neighboring countries, like the people of Amalek and the Americans, they gained power over the people of Egypt, and they started to persecute the people of Egypt, and they took over the authority and the power of Egypt. And then the people who were the Israelites following the mazhab and the religion of Yusuf, they were subdued, and they were subjected to persecution and torture from the hands of who? The Amalekans. From among the Amalekans was the mighty Pharaoh, the so-called mighty Pharaoh. And when Musa alayhi salam came on the face of the earth as a prophet, Allah commanded him to take out the Israelites from Egypt and carry them back to the original land in Syria and Philistine. And that is how they were taken out from Egypt. They came in, they were 93 in number, but when they were leaving the land of Egypt, they amounted to 670,000 people. 670,000 people. So that was, in a nutshell, the Holy Quran has given the incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, it turns towards the real issue. The real issue. What was the issue? Why was the surah revealed? The surah was revealed because some Jews and Quraysh had plotted against the Prophet to embarrass and humiliate him. They know very well the Prophet is unlettered. He knows nothing about the prophets of the past. Let us put such a question to him that if he is not a prophet, he will not know about it. Ask him about Joseph of the past, Yusuf. And upon their questioning, and they did say that if you are able to tell us, it shows that you are Nabi, because only a Nabi can have the full information of what took place with Yusuf and his brothers, because no one else will have that knowledge. And if you tell us, then we will believe in you as a prophet. So the Prophet ﷺ told them, but they did not believe in him. Allah says now, ذَلُكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ. This entire incident of Yusuf is from the information of the unseen which we have sent as a revelation to you. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ. And you were not at that time with them when they had gathered together to plot and to make a strategy to kill Yusuf. You were not there. So how did you receive the information? Allah sent it to you. That's the only way. But these people, even after the revelation came to them and the entire incident of Yusuf came to them, they did not want to believe. They will not believe. So Allah says, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. But many of the people, even though you desire it, they will not believe in you. So don't be carried away by the promises they are going to make. They won't believe in you, even though you desire it. وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. But you should know that your duty on the face of the earth is not that they will believe in you and you are looking forward for that. For you are not looking for any worldly gains. Your job is to reach a message. Your reward is really in the hereafter. Whether they believed or not, your reward is fixed already because you did your job. So do not be feel bad and sudden if they do not believe in you. You have done your job. So, وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. By relating this information and the message to them, you have not asked them for any wages. إِنْهُ وَإِلَىٰ ذِكْرُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. It is only a message and a reminder towards the people of the world. وَكَأَيِّن مِّنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. But it is amazing to know that these people will not believe in Allah and believe in the Rasul and believe in the Quran. As Allah says, وَكَأَيِّن مِّنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. How many are the signs in the heavens and the earth? يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. That they pass every day upon it. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. But they turn away from the signs. Every day they walk on the face of the earth, they look at the sky. Who created the sky? Allah. Every day they pass, they see the sun. Who created it? But they turn away from the signs of Allah and they reject Allah. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُوا أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And most of them will not believe in Allah except that they will assign partners with Allah. Allah says even those who are believing in Allah, they are also associating partners with Allah. In that some of them will believe. They say, listen, we believe in your Allah, but with him we believe in the other gods also. So there is no true belief. أَفَأَمِنُوا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ غَاشِيَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ. Do they feel safe that a covering will come to them as the azab of Allah? Do they feel safe that that covering will not come from them, yani an azab from Allah? They continue to peer upon their disbelief, but how safe are they from the azab of Allah? Do they feel safe? أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Or that the hour of judgment will come suddenly upon them and they do not know. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. They do not want to listen to you. They are rejecting you. They promised that they will believe in you, but they did not believe. Oh, when Nabi, do not become sudden. Many of the people are like that. But as for you, you have to continue your job. You have to do your job. And those people who are with you, MashaAllah, they are on the path of guidance. So tell them, O Nabi, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. This path that I am on is the pathway أَدْوَوَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. I call towards Allah. أَنَا عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. With firm evidence, I am calling towards Allah with proofs and evidence. And I call, وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. And those who follow me, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, those who follow me, refers to the Sahabas radiallahu ta'ala and whom followed the Prophet in his same job. Other Mufassirin says it's quite general. Whosoever follows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his job, they also. وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And glory be to Allah, I am those who are not from among the mushrikeen and the pagans. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ. The mushrikeen, one of the reasons that they will not believe in the Prophet and other prophets is that they used to say that if Allah wanted to communicate with us, why did he send an angel? We will see the angel coming down, the book is descended, and we will believe. Allah says, why are you people making such a foolish request? So he says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ أَوْ مُحَمَّدٍ. We have not sent before you any other prophet, إِلَّا رِجَالًا, except men like yourselves. People like yourselves, not angels and jinnat, people like your own selves. نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. that we will reveal to them min ahlil qura, from the village and the city. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. What is wrong with them? Why do they believe? أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا, why they do not travel on the earth and see the result of the people before them when they denied Allah the azab that came to them, when they denied the prophets what came to them. وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرُ لِلَّذِينَ تَقَوْا. As for the believers, they will live in the world. They will be persecuted. They will be tortured. Taunts will be given to them. They will not bother with it, and they should not bother. You know why? Because the hereafter is the better home for them. They are thinking about that. وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ, and the life in the hereafter is better. لِلَّذِينَ تَقَوْا, for those people who fear Allah. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't they understand? Don't you understand? حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا. The prophets and the ambiyas used to be persecuted so much that the rasul used to become hopeless on the people and despair of the people. In other words, they continue to work so much with them and the people will not believe, so they started to become hopeless. Well, no one will believe again. وظنوا, and they started to think أنهم قد كذبوا, that they are denied by everyone. Allah says, جاءهم نصرنا, at that time our help comes to them. Our help comes to them by raising their status and giving them victory, and our help also comes to them by destroying the unbelievers, their opponents. فَنُجِيَ مَنْ نَشَاءَ, those people whomsoever we wish, they are delivered. وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, and our punishment is not removed from a qawm, a people who are transgressors. So all those people who are transgressors, Allah says our punishment is sure to touch them. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah says, what is the maqsad of all these incidents of the Anbiya's? Yusuf, an entire surah about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. What is the message? Ibrahim and Dawood, certainly in the message and in the stories of all these prophets, there is a lesson for the intelligent people. Allahu Akbar. A lesson for the intelligent people to see that yes, the prophets and the believers were on the receiving end. The entire life they were persecuted, etc. But who was the winner? Who gained salvation? Who succeeded in life? Who will be cast in Jahannam? That is a lesson for the intelligent people. Only the intelligent people will take those things that has a form of lesson in it. Ma kana haditha. Allah says, this is not a tale that is yuftara, that is made up by someone. These incidents that we are given. Walakin, however, tasdiq alladhi bayna yadayhi, but it is a confirmation of that which is before it, from the Torah and the Injil and the Zabur and the Sahif of Ibrahim. Wa tafsila kulli shay'in, and it is an explanation of everything. Wa huda, and this book is a guidance. Wa rahma, and it is a means of mercy. Liqawmi yu'minun, for a people who are believers. So if we are believers, sure the Holy Quran will be a means of guidance. It will be a means of mercy. But if we cannot get the mercy from it, it means we have to check ourselves. Because Allah promises us that yes, it is a means of mercy. You will surely get the mercy. Why are we not getting the mercy? That is the question we must ask ourselves. Wa la akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.